Blog Talk Radio.
Enséñame a soñar con solo una caricia. Me pierdo en este mar. Regálame tu estrella, la que ilumina esta noche, llena de paz y de armonía, y te entregaré mi vida. Haces que mi cielo vuelva a tener ese azul, pintas de colores mi mañana solo tú. Navego entre las olas de tu voz y tú, y tú, y tú, y solamente tú. Haces que mi alma se despierte con tu luz, tú, y tú, y tú. Enseña tus heridas, así la curará, que sepa el mundo entero que tu voz guarda un secreto. No menciones tu nombre, que en el firmamento se mueren de celo. Tus ojos son destellos, tu garganta es un misterio. Haces que mi cielo vuelva a tener ese azul, pintas de colores mi mañana solo tú. Navego entre las olas de tu voz y tú, y tú, y tú, y solamente tú. Haces que mi alma se despierte con tu luz, tú, y tú, y tú, y tú, y tú, y tú, y solamente tú. Haces que mi alma se despierte con tu luz, tú, y tú, y tú. Que en el firmamento se mueren de celo. Tus ojos son destellos, tu garganta es un misterio. Haces que mi cielo vuelva a tener ese azul, pintas de colores mi mañana solo tú. Navego entre las olas de tu voz y tú, y tú, y tú, y solamente tú. Haces que mi alma se despierte con tu luz, tú, y tú, y tú, y tú, y tú, y tú, y solamente tú. Haces que mi alma se despierte con tu luz, tú, y tú, y tú.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to The Art of Seduction. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I hope you all had a great day and a great beginning of the week and an even better end to the week. It's been a great week. We have a wonderful lineup for tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. Hey, Rex, how are you tonight?
Good evening. How is it?
Good evening to you, too. It's going all right. How goes it with you?
Yes. Listen to the children of the night. What beautiful music they make.
That's as bats go flapping overhead. Absolutely. Mm-mm. So yeah, I don't know. Our topic board is looking pretty darn good. Pretty darn good, I say. Yes, let me think now. Is there anything exciting I need to mention about tonight's show? The prompt is one of my favorites by Pablo Neruda. And it probably has been overdone. But when I came across it, I had it matched up with the image that I put up for the contest. I was like, you know, I think I want to do something with this. And I didn't want to just put up that image. And I said, let me just keep them together. And I figured, well, people have two choices, either the image or the poem. And I said, that could go pretty well. It could go either direction. It could go in multiple directions, actually. So, yeah, I was kind of looking forward to seeing what it brought. And it looked like it brought some good stuff. Absolutely. So.
Absolutely.
Peeps was liking it. So that made me happy. Absolutely. I don't know. I think we got like 25 pieces on the board. If worse comes to worse, we're going to have carryover Friday. And then, you know, we'll have a touch of frisky
Friday.
Well,
there's a lot of shorter pieces, too, so we might get around to quite a chunk.
That's true. That is true. Very true. I hadn't actually thought about that, but yes, you are correct. It'll be good. It'll be a good night, I'm pretty darn sure. Yes. So, let me think now. Is there anything else exciting? No, I don't think so. I think that it's just trying to get everything, you know, settled in. Trying to load these last two SoundClouds that you made me aware of. Somebody had to make me aware of them. And, you know. But I guess, well, I don't know. What do you think? I can't think of anything else. So I guess maybe I should throw a poem on the board. What do you think? Get an early start on this. Oh, I have a phone call.
Absolutely.
We also have Laurent.
We got any bodies on the wings waiting to get in?
We do. We have Laurent with us. Hello, Laurent. Welcome to the party.
Good evening.
Laurent.
How are you?
Doing all right.
Pretty good. Very good. I'm glad to hear that. I don't have very much. I don't have a whole lot of flatter to start this show off. Usually I'm running off at the mouth, but not tonight. I think it's because I have these two pending sound clips that I just want to get in. So I guess that's a good time to go and gather up the starting poem. Okay. Let me see. I'm going to start off with this one. And the rest of you be so kind. I'm going to put this up and see what happens.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Okay. Here we go. Whenever you're ready.
There it is. Forget Neruda, It Is Me That Writes of Romance by Peter Allen. Isabella is the slender woman who writes my obituary, who captured my essence in the net of her ebony aura, whose dark shadow reaches me in the depths of oblivion. We meet in another world, in another time, where red jasmine burns on the fires of passion. I am like Saint Sebastian, tied to the tree of life. Isabella pierces my skin with arrows of carmine roses and shimmers in moonlight in a night of black opals. Like a lotus seed buried in the depths of muddy waters, she blooms in the pink and white of an oriental lily, is radiant in the gold and fragrant in the scent of a Grecian goddess. We two are one in the daylight of the spring and in the twilight hours of the autumn, which pen writes when her hand is my hand and her blood is my blood that leaks upon this page. Overdate Neruda soyo el que escribe de romance. End poem. And, Varun, why don't we start off with you?
Yeah, it's beautifully written. I especially like the part, I am like Saint Sebastian, tied to the tree of life. Isabella pierces my skin with arrows of carmine roses and shimmers in moonlight in the night of black opals. Just gorgeous stuff. I like the way he writes about Isabella. It's very Neruda-like.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Laurent. And Jean, how about you?
Yeah, I thought this was very beautiful. And it does carry that essence of Neruda all the way through, especially down here when you get to the end, because it's a great reflection of Neruda. You know, we too are one in the daylight of the spring and in the twilight hours of the autumn. Which pen writes when her hand is in my hand and her blood is my blood that leaks upon this page? Definitely a great reflection of those lines from Neruda's poem. But just a beautiful, beautiful piece. And well done, Peter Allen. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that.
Well, thank you, Gene. It is that, and I can't help but think if you look at his profile pic, it's of a Knights Templar, and this kind of also walks in that lane of thought where far from home you might pen something to send home to your loved one or one you miss or one that you might not see again, and this will be that kind of explanation of who and what she is and what he means to her in the moment. And I like those last couple of lines. In the twilight hours of the autumn, which pen writes when her hand is my hand and her blood is my blood that leaks upon this page? There's a nice touch of singularity in that moment, as though channeling her essence to the thought of the beauty and then putting it down through his own, even if it's his blood that is being spilt in the moment. But it is shared as hers as well. Nicely done, Peter. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
All right. Jean, we're coming back to you.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Let me see. Where can I go from here? You know, Laurent, I think I'm going to get you to read the next one. And... here we go.
Okay. This is called Spartacus Dances for His Love by Eric Svensson. Oh, kitten, I'm your cotton ball. Nimble thimble, love teases. Adroit antics toy with me. Laughter's whiskers frisk desire. Sleek black panther, you growl. Guttural solar plexus grunge. Emerald eyes, quicksilver shine, pinned down beneath you, I slave, capitulate. Angelic halo, glow of long lion mane, connoisseur taste bud, tongue explores, musk savored at dusk, concave, convex, triple ripple of a ballerina's trained muscles, music, movement, and meter of love's ballet, fiddle fit, fulcrum finesse of my love's silvery soul flows. Rubicon flushes away deepest, darkest, cushioned bed debris. End poem.
Great read, Laurent. Okay. Thank you very much. And Jean, why don't we kick it off with you, please?
Wow. This is a great piece by Art. It's so unusual for him not to give a SoundCloud that I was like, wow, really? He starts us off, it sounds quite playful, you know. Oh, kitten, I'm your cotton ball. Nimble symbol, love teases. Android antics, toy with me. Laughter's whiskers, frisk desire. Just such a lighthearted kind of stanza there. And then you go into the sleek black panther, you know. So it definitely evolves. I have to say, I was going to pick... a stanza angelic halo glow of long lion mane, connoisseur taste bud, tongue explores, musk savored at dusk, concave, convex, triple, ripple of a ballerina's trained muscles. You know, I don't know, it's just great imagery throughout, and that's nothing unusual. It's either that or else it's a lot of, never mind. The word escapes me, so I'm going to just give it up. But well done, Eric, and thank you for sharing with us.
Well said, Jean. Thank you very much. And Laurent, you got to read it. How about you?
This is filled with imagery and movement. I like the symbolism of the kitten and the panther and the lion growing in size, presumably towards a common end. Music, movement, and meter of love's ballet, fiddle fit, fulcrum finesse of my love's silvery soul flows. And that last line takes you right there. Rubicon flushes away deepest, darkest ocean bed debris. It's a great, I think it's a great metaphor for a climax or the end of the act. As well as he reads, I wonder why he didn't read this one. Maybe it was a little too personal, who knows. Either way, it's different from what he normally does and very enjoyable.
Absolutely, this was a great piece. And you're right, I hit on that note with the boat with the kitten, the panther, and the lion itself. But the end lines in those stanzas were kind of easily going to. Lashes, whiskers, frisk, desire. A nice touch to right back to the kitten and the sleek black panther you growl, pinned down beneath you, I slave, capitulate. But I also like that second line, guttural solar plexus grunge. A nice short to that that growl, that deep throated growl. And then to continue with the ripple of a ballerina's trained muscles, you look at how a cat moves, it does have that majestic thought of being purposeful in the moment. And like you said, that last line fits the motif and sends it off on its way into heavenly delight. Well done, Eric. Thank you. Well, Jean, we're back to you again.
Okay, guys. Okay, first off, I want to welcome Naomi to the show. Hey, Naomi. Welcome aboard.
Hello.
Hey, Naomi.
Hello.
Really good to have you here. Absolutely. And I have one more call. And if I'm guessing, I think it might be Argo. Is that you, MJ?
It is.
Hello, Argo.
Yes, I got it right.
Hello.
Hey. How are you, hon?
Oh, I'm good. Good as good can be.
All right. Good. I'll say good. Good is a good thing. How long do you have to stay, hon?
Probably about half an hour.
Okay. I'll do my best. Keep my eye on the clock.
Okay.
Sounds awesome. did either of you happen to hear Eric's piece?
I heard Naomi? Probably the second half.
Yeah, well, I heard it. Yeah.
Did you like the comment then, Naomi?
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, was of course, you know, it's filled with beautiful imagery and flow, and I just loved like the build up, and like you already said, you know, the kitten to the panther, you know, just loved it till the last line, which I think I agree with Laurent there. It's sort of like a metaphor for the climax, the final, you know, push there, the final explosion. Just so well done and so well, you know, just beautifully written all through.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Okay. Got a little confused there. Okay, so let's see. The Fellas read. I didn't read, but I'll save mine for the next go-round. Naomi, can I get you to read this next one for me?
Yes. I'll just back to the page. Okay. Is this by Seeker 2022?
Yes, it is.
In the Forest of Our Love? Yes, in the Forest of Our Love. My love does not shake and sway like the willow, nor wail like the thrashing pine in the gale. My love holds tight as the tap root of an oak reaches deep towards the earth's pulsating heart. I love you as the sap of a maple that once heated flows freely as amber gold. The sweetness of your love courses the rivers in my body, lingers on the bank, my tongue. I love you as all trees love, arms open to the sun, dye red face uplifted to the drip or deluge of rain, and accept always these gifts of your sky. This too is the way I take and give my love. We are entwined as a sprung from a single stem. So perfectly we have been grafted limb to limb. So perfectly a bower formed that none other may enter. End poem.
Great read, Naomi. Thank you very much. And Argo, why don't we start with you, please?
Oh, that was just beautiful. I have not read this person before, and I was just writing a comment saying, you know, how amazing it is to find a new writer to follow who just really excites your mind when you hear their writing. It's such a fun thing. An awesome read, by the way. As soon as you started reading, I just kind of was entranced with his piece. So many awesome lines, but that third stanza, I love you as all trees love, arms open to the sun, just, and then the whole end through there is just absolutely awesome. It's so perfect for this prompt.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Argo. And Laurent, how about you?
Well, keeping the prompt in mind, the way that Neruda writes, I love what Seeker did with trees. You know, and if you think about it, we're kind of similar to trees. We have trunks, we have limbs. We spread our limbs to the sky. Our roots are firmly anchored in most places by most people. And he takes the cue, especially in the last lines, so perfectly we have been grafted limb to limb, so perfectly a bower formed that none other may enter. You know, they are each other, completely intertwined. It's a gorgeous poem. Those lines, I love you as all trees love, arms open to the sun, dried face uplifted to the drip of a deluge of rain. Love the piece.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Laurent. And Jean, how about you?
Oh, this was beautifully penned. And it definitely, I mean, it sings of Neruda just in the back of your mind when you're reading it. I mean, at least it does me. You know, I can't help but hear other lines from his poem, you know, going, yes, 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 she's got this. Just an excellent, excellent piece. And great imagery throughout and just an excellent reflection of the prompt stuff. Incredible job, and thank you so much, Seeker 2022. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Thank you, Jean. And Naomi, you got to read. How about you?
Yeah, well, this captured me right from the first stanza, which is so beautiful, you know, to do such a beautiful metaphor there for the deepness of the love that the poet feels. My love does not shake and sway like a willow, nor wail like the thrashing pine in a gale. No, my love holds tight You know, just beautiful all the way through. And I'm with Argo here. I don't think I've ever seen this poet before. And, you know, I look forward to seeing more of this poet's work so much. So this is just beautiful.
Absolutely. Thank you, Naomi. It is. It's lovely, and it's full of nature, the thought. Those opening two lines kind of hint on the ease of some, but walk right into the thought of the tap roots of the oak tree securing themselves to the ground. And I like that thought with the sap of a maple that once heated flows freely as amber gold. That was really lovely. But the full-on thoughts of the trees themselves, the interlocking and twined as if we spun from a single stem, they did so perfectly a bower form that none other may enter. There's such a nice touch of elongation of the two intertwined with each other, which works very well. Thank you, Seeker. All right, Jean.
Okay, give me 2 seconds here. And then nope. Okay. And I have to agree with you, ladies. I've not yet seen her work before. Not at all. So that was a really great surprise. Excellent. Okay. MJ, I have one for you. And I just put it up. MJ?
Yes, I'm here. I didn't see it. Is it posted on the board?
I do. I posted one on the board.
Okay. Oh, yes. Oh, I love her stuff. I know she's French, so I don't know if I'm going to say her name right. This is by Cress Terfet.
I think that's how it works.
Okay. Called Love's Ligature. I am not with you, but around you. I hide in the back of your book, at the far corner of our library, waiting for you to blow the dust from the cover and flip the page to where I circled your name in Dahlia lipstick kiss. My love is the silk shadow, skimming your heavy heels, stirring in the shifting sand between the shush of ebb and the crash of flow. In the shiver of your spine, as the sun slips below the horizon and the moonlight dances on dark walls. Hear me in the muffle of midnight, where I strum the harp strings of your hair that brush the chair on your cranial canvas between the ivory temple and the chestnut roots, whispering sensual soliloquies. Taste me on the cool cotton sleeves, pressing your swarthy skin, floating your mattress in the chocolate cosmos of dusk and the lemon blossom of dawn. And feel me in the shower stream, beneath the cedar wood froth and the balmy drops, gliding along your pectoral arches, dripping languorously down from your waist. I am here, entwined in the ligature of our handwritten coherence, the equator of my thoughts, softly, steadily, stroking your circumference. And here I shall stay until my breath evanesces on cirrus sails in the hush of the twilight tide. And boom. Not
great
sure
read,
I got a couple of those words
you
right.
Very much. And Naomi, why don't we start with you, please?
Well, first of all, wow, Argo, on that read was just like amazing, your reading voice and that. You know, this is just so, so beautiful. You know, I am not with you, but around you. You know, and then she goes on to just... you know, demonstrate that how she's all around, hide in the back of your book, far corner of our library. You know, just so, wow, just so brilliantly written, you know, every single stanza of this just blew me away. It's just such amazing, amazing writing here. Just loved it, you know, all the way through. I just amazed by it. So inspiring talent here.
Thank you very much, Naomi. And Jean, how about you?
I made it a half hour. My God. I think this was just absolutely beautiful. Wonderful imagery all the way through. I think it was beautifully penned. And an excellent reflection of the prompt. I mean, really. So I really enjoyed it very much. And it's just amazing. So another great piece for tonight. It's beautiful work.
Well, thank you, Jean. And Laurent, how about you?
Chris has given us a poem very much with a flavor of Neruda. She uses metaphors the same way he does. And she writes in a style that is very similar. I don't know whether this is a romantic poem or a sensual poem. It seems to have strong elements of both. I love these lines. My love is the silk shadow skimming your heavy heels, stirring in the shifting sand between the shush of ebb and the crash of flow. And speaking of flow, this has wonderful flow. The imagery is completely superior, and it's really quite mesmerizing.
Excellent. Thank you, Ron. And Argo, you got to read that. How about you?
Yeah, I was just saying that I completely agree with Laurent. I think the blend of romance and sensuality is just next level in this. It's absolutely beautiful. And it's so fun to read something and kind of discover it as you're reading it out loud. It's beautiful. My favorite little part, though, waiting for you to blow the dust from the cover and a flick to the page where I circled your name in a Dahlia lipstick kiss. She has so many fun metaphors and just surprising little bits throughout this that just make it a really great read.
Excellent. Thank you, Olga. I couldn't agree more with everybody. This is a gorgeous piece, and there are such great notes in this. Taste me on the cool cotton sheets, pressing your swarthy skin, floating your mattress in a chocolate cosmos dusk and the lemon blossom of dawn, and feel me in the shower steam between the cedar wood froth and the balmy drops gliding along your pectoral muscles, dripping languorously down from your waist. What a great notation to both sensuality and the vividness of the scene drawn on the colorful notes that Cress has used. Wonderful job. All right, Jean, we're coming back to you.
Okie doke. Okay, I'm going to read this next one. This is by Kitty the Naughty Poet. Of the Darkness. And I'm going to read it now. I made it nice and big. Okay, the darkness is here. It grips my naked essence, creeping through the strands of hair and around my pale flesh, with claws designed to rip me apart. Then piece me back together, piece by sensual piece with dark magic, slipping through my fingers like black smoke, washed up in an image of my mind's eye, embracing the demons that plague my life. I dance in the shadows cast by the night. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. And Argo, why don't we start with you, please?
I am so sorry. I was leaving a message. Can you come back to me?
Sure. Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, I just love how she takes, you know, the the dark of the prompt there ends with, you know, the darkness is here. It grips my naked essence, creeping through the strands of my up hair and around my pale flesh. And then, you know, she goes into the dark magic and the black smoke and then the demons. And, you know, and that, and in the last line, I dance in the shadows cast by the night. So she just took the darkness in that painting there and exploited it so well throughout this rite. Just amazing. She created an amazing brevity here. Just well, so well done, Kitty, the naughty poet.
Excellent. Thank you, Naomi. And Laurent, how about you?
It's a gripping piece for all of its brevity. A single person coming face to face with herself almost. Speaking of darkness, I especially like the clause designed to rip me apart and piece me back together again, almost as if the darkness is something that tears at her and yet somehow recombines her and makes her whole. I thought it was skillfully done and excellent.
Excellent. Thank you, Baron. And Jean, how about you? You got to read it.
Yeah, I think it was wonderfully dark. And, you know, it suits that prompt so very well. I think that it was just a wonderful take on the image prompt, and I nicely penned and fabulous imagery. So great job, Kitty, the naughty poet. Yeah, it was well done.
And Argo, how about you?
You know, this is one of my favorite image prompts I've seen in a long time. It was dark and so fun to write to, and she did a really nice job writing to this prompt, and the darkness definitely seeped in and came out through her words.
Thank you, Algo. I think Kitty embraced that picture and simply painted around it with such a nice, lovely tone. It kind of hits on the deepest notes of one's desire that lingers and let out now and then, and she hit that in full stride. I did like that centerpiece. Then piece me back together, piece by sensual piece with dark magic, slipping through my fingers like black smoke. Such a nice visual of the picture itself. Well done, Kitty. All right, Jane, well, back to you.
Okay, Zoke. Well, the next piece I'm going to put up is Wherever I Left It. Here it is. Rex, I'm going to put this up for you to read, and then I'm going to give that to everybody on the board. There we go.
Fill My Heart by D.E. Navarro. I love you because you are the red orchid, a garnet, the fragrance of night-blooming jasmine, nightshade. Little stars in the dark as certain things are done quietly between the cosmos and all time. I love you as the river that doesn't flow exposed, but secretly in caves, the joy of pristine waters, and thanks to your dripping love wetly on my body, I am saturated in the pleasures of the earth. I love you by doing what I know will help you grow. I love you without guile or strings attached. I love you with a love that is unconditional because I too was loved in this way. But this, the great mystery of twain as one, so harmonized your heart beats as mine in my chest, so harmonized that when I sleep, I dream your dream. And poem. All right, Laurent, while we start with you, please.
I'm sorry, did you call on me?
Yes.
Okay. This bears a strong influence from the Neruda prompt that says, but this in which there is no I or you. All the way through, he sets the stage. stage for the last lines that you read so well, but this, the great mystery of twain, is one. So harmonized your heart beats as mine in my chest, so harmonized that when I sleep, I dream your dream. He really took the prompt and used it to great effect here. A lovely piece.
Thank you very much, Yolande. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, there's so many amazing lines in this. I just love, you know, I love you as the river that doesn't flow exposed, but secretly in caves, the joy of pristine water. And then, you know, goes on to the dripping love wetly on my body. I'm saturated in the pleasures of the earth. So beautiful and so sensual. And, you know, the way he uses, you know, the flower in the beginning, the flowers, the orchid, the jasmine, you know, just beautiful imagery throughout this piece. And, you know, a lovely message of love and sensuality again. Amazing right here.
Thank you, Naomi. And Argo, how about you?
This is one of those poems that you finish reading it and it kind of leaves you with a smile. There's a purity about this kind of love, but just my favorite part, the I love you by doing what I know will help you grow. I love you without guile or strings attached. That is just so beautiful. And it definitely, like everyone else said, it definitely has that Neruda feel to it. It matches the entire essence and feeling of that prompt.
Very nice. Thank you, Aldo. And Jean, how about you? Oh,
I think that this was really nice. I'm here. You almost got me, but I'm here. I think this was a gorgeous piece, and I think that he captured Neruda beautifully in this poem. You know, every time the line would start, it would be like, okay, and, you know, as I say, my mind goes to the original Neruda line, and I think that he just did a fabulous job finishing them off. I mean, it wasn't slapped together, and it wasn't, you know, like, so obviously a copy of what was originally said. And I think it was just a really nicely done piece. So thank you, D.E. Navarro. I'm glad you wrote for us. It's excellent. Very excellent.
Great comments, everyone. Thank you. Those first few stanzas were gorgeous, again, with the note you were making. I did like the night-blooming jasmine, nightshade, little stars in dark, as certain things were done quietly between the cosmos and all time. What a nice note, and using the night jasmine as a take for this too. And the second two stanzas, walk in that world of I love you by doing what will help you grow. I love you without guile or strings attached. I love you with a love that is unconditional, because I too was loved this way. And then those last three lines were just a nice closing touch. Excellent. Thank you very much, Dee. And Jean, we're coming back to you.
Okay, I see. Yes, I do. Okay, Laurent, I have a piece for you to read. Thank you.
All right. This poem is called Once. We lay behind the hush of a closed door, content in each other's stillness. She loved in silence, the eloquence of her kiss, an open book. Gently yielding lips offer innuendo, their caress turning tidal, flowing inwards, surging outwards. Goose down pillows bolster position, offering ease and testament unwritten. Her lover's eyes sparkle green in the bedside light, smiling cat-like with mystery and promise. Poetry is revealed in her gestures, as knowing fingers address each part of me, bespoken. Fire exists in her need, urgency in our grasp, our nakedness a sweet chalice shared. All about us drifts perfume of our intent, the animal musk of desire inflamed. Two tongues, one tongue, our mouths, one mouth, both cores, one core. Breath freezes, held close and still, helpless before the butting ram of my hips. Gasp released, fingers dig at skin, electric impulses clash blindly, fragmenting. Within the slip and slide of skin's pulsing upheaval, a fugue enters the slipstream of love's emotion. Minds merge, and a universe extends its arms, encouraging a man and woman to their task, offering guidance so two stars would always find each other in that vast violet night. End poem.
Great reading, Laurent. Thank you very much. And Naomi, why don't we start with you, please?
Oh, yeah, I just love this. You know, this is such a great take on the prompt there of Neruda poem. You know, breath freezes, held close and still, helpless before the budding ram of my and then grasp, release, fingers dig at skin, electric impulses clash blindly, fragmenting. You know, I just love the, how you added the fragmenting at the end of that. You know, it just, but I also love, you know, how you merge in this poem, like two tongues, one tongue, our mouth, one mouth, both cores, one core. It is just, you know, amazing, that stanza there. Really, really well written and such a sensual piece here all the way through, Laurent. Just an amazing, amazing write.
Thank you.
Well said, Naomi. Thank you. And Jean, how about you?
Well, this is beautifully written, Laurent, which is not unusual for the pieces that you bring to the shows. Just wonderful, wonderful imagery throughout. Great emotion, you know, just expressed here. And it was just a pretty incredible piece. So excellent job. Excellent job. And thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Well said, Jean. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Argo, how about you?
Oh, you know, I actually haven't heard Laurent read something in a while. I've been away a bit, and I just love hearing you read, and then to hear you read your own stuff is just a special treat. You have a huge gift for writing, and especially this type of bitter to your stuff. it's fiery, and I know you speak of fire in there, but it feels like there's fire all throughout this, and it's completely sensual, but the sensuality speaks to, and especially at the end when I talk about the stars, the kind of love that is for the ages or for the stars. The part I really loved is poetry is revealed in her gestures as knowing fingers address each part of me bespoken. That's just really gorgeous writing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well said, Ogden. Thank you. All right, Laurent, mm-hmm. A couple of things. We lay behind the hush of a closed door, content in each other's stillness. That is both the end and the beginning. It fits on both sides. And that second stanza is a great opening thought to that. She loved in silence, the eloquence of her kiss, an open book. Now, I found that thought with the innuendo in that next stanza, a nice turn of phrase, especially with the following stanza, loose down pillows, bolster position, offering ease, intestine and unwritten. So that innuendo walks double-tongued, so to speak. And then you get into the thought, eyes, poetry in gestures. Then you get a little further on, fire. This one here, all about is just perfume of our intent, the animal musk of desire inflamed. That does quite hit on the notion of how intense the passion is at that moment. And then you walk in, as Naomi said, the two tongues, one tongue, our mouths, one mouth, both cores, one core. And then again, back to silence, screams its pleasure. I like that thought with breath freezes. It's kind of a notion in the moment where the whole room is seated, yet the breath comes out in plumes in that arena at the moment. And then you offer up that heavy thought of butting ram of my hips, which is an intense moment. And then you walk into the ending, offering guidance. Those two stars would always find each other in that vast violet night. There's a nice note of violet being warm, pleasurable, and luxurious.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, Jean, it's about to you.
Now it's back to me. Okay. Naomi, I have your piece up next. Let's see if I can figure out where the room is. Everything is starting to look the same. There we go.
Okay. Well, of course, I was like entranced by that image. It's such an amazing, amazing painting. I couldn't resist. So I call this darkened desire. And I become femininity, incarnated into a violin as you play on my strings. Listen to the music of my body, moaning, quivering under the caressing notes of gentle symphonies you etch into my skin, becoming your night, murmuring each letter of your name upon the air, the light in the air, as your lips trace moonlit shadows upon my aching inner thighs, burning under the heat of the mercurial melodies that spill from your mouth, dissolving into drunken, darkened desire, shaking, craving each particle of you as I tremble, arching into the curve of your hand that shatters my spine into shivering syllables. Tantalize, teeter in tune to the voice of your feathered fingers as we merge in a feverish glow, an explosion of fiery sparks scintillating from each of our curled, crashing waves as jewels jutting out of a salacious sea, soaking in a scarlet sun. And poem.
Great read, Naomi. Thank you very much. All right, Laurent, why don't we start with you, please?
We are so fortunate at LNP to have so many talented writers, including Naomi, who took the picture and made something absolutely beautiful of it. And I become femininity incarnated into a violin as you play on my strings, listening to the music of my body, moaning, quivering under the caressing notes of gentle symphonies you etch into my skin. He may play her like a violin, but he tattoos his symphonies. He etches them into her skin. What a strong, powerful image. And I love becoming your knight, murmuring each letter of your name upon the light in the air. Gorgeous imagery all the way through this. You as well get a little not heavy-handed, but you dive into the meat of the thing, so to speak, when you say dissolving into drunken, darkened desire, shaking, craving each particle of you, as you demonstrate the need, the desire, as he keeps you in tune, or as you respond to the tune of his voice, his feathered fingers. I would say he played you well, and you put out a beautiful song, Miss Violin. Done.
Great comment, Ramon. Thank you. And Argo, how about you?
Oh, you know, this might be one of my favorites that I've heard from you, Naomi. It is just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, you took the prompt and you ran with it. It is sultry. It is beautiful. It is, as you use the word, feminine. I mean, it's just, it's awesome. My favorite part was, as your lips trace moonlit shadows upon my aching inner thighs, burning under the heat of the mercurial melodies that spill from your mouth. I mean, it's just, I could read it again and again. This is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mark.
And Jean, how about you?
Naomi, I have to agree with everyone. This is a wonderful, wonderful piece. You know, I had to take a space here. I went, becoming your night, murmuring each letter of your name upon the light in the air, as your lips trace moonlit shadows upon my aching inner thighs, burning under the heat of the mercurial melodies distilled from your mouth. Just gorgeous, gorgeous lines all throughout. Very well done. I love the use of alliteration. You know, you definitely had that working all the way through, and it was wonderful. A great take on that prompt. So thank you so much.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, I got to agree, Naomi. This is molten. And your use of language in this and what you tease out of what you use as singular words to double words in these lines just kind of hit on the notion of how well it is with dissolving into drunken desire, darkened desire, shaking, craving each particle of you as I tremble, arching into the curve of your hand that shatters my spine into shivering symbols, syllables. Great alliteration throughout, especially all the, and along with the finish of jutting out of a salacious sea, soaking in the scarlet sun. What a nice note to finish off the evening with a bright and warm glow.
Thank you so much, Rick.
You're welcome. All right, Jean, we're coming back your way.
Don't you? Woo-hoo. Okay, we're going to come to Argo. Oh, and hello, Lou. I'm sorry. Hi, Lou.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Lou.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, guys. The sexy Rexy.
How you doing?
Doing good. Happy to be here.
We're happy to have you,
beautiful
too.
Poem, Naomi.
Did you have to do it? That's what I was going to say. Did you
yes,
to
I did listen to her read. It was thoroughly enjoyable. She's just the imagery that she uses here is very sultry, very soft, very feminine. But I liked her where, you know, she burns in desire, where she says, dissolving into drunken, ducking desire, shaking, craving each particle of you, and then also where she talks about this explosion that lovers have, an explosion of fiery sparks scintillating from each of our curled crashing waves. It was delicious, Naomi, and beautiful.
Thank you so much, Lou.
No,
I found that, Lou. Okay, and the next piece I'm going to put up is for Argo, Wings. So whenever you're ready, Miss.
All right. This is called Smudges on Burnt Parchment. She retreated to the place where the scratches on her skin festered into poetry that gnawed and gnashed at muscle tissue, clawed into permanence beneath a moonless sky. She would trace her framed fingertips across the marks on her naked flesh, mesmerized by the beauty her pain wrought. Darkness ate its way up from hell, winding itself round her Achilles. It desired the melodic musings that dripped from her lips. So she wrapped long ivory legs round the devil's waist and guided his talons to the feminine sweep of her back. She sank into the stinging grasp of weather-hardened birch, allowing herself to let go completely. His lightning explored the upper threshold of her nerve endings until she howled into the abyss of an endless night, just because she could.
Great read, Argo. Thank you very much. All right, Lou, you're the last one in the room. What do you got for us?
I love hearing her read. I love the details in here where she talks about the scratches on her skin vectored into poetry. And then towards the end, you know, she brings out that his lightning explored the upper threshold of her nerve endings. She howled into the abyss of the endless night. And I just thought this was animalistic and delicious and written very well. I loved it, Arda. Melissa.
Thank you.
Excellent, Lou. Thank you. And Naomi, how about you?
Oh, yeah. I just love this. Argo, you know, the darkness throughout it, you know. Like Aluya said, it's animalistic, you know. I just love she would trace her faint fingertips across the marks of her naked flesh, mesmerized by the beauty her pain wrought. You know, darkness ate its way up from hell. You know, it's just amazing rites. You know, you just took that prompt and took all the darkness that inside of it and just ran with it, and it made this wonderful, amazing rite. Just so clever and witty and just an amazing piece.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Naomi. And Laurent, how about you?
Darkness ate its way up from hell, winding itself around her Achilles. It desired the melodic musings that dripped from her lips. So she wrapped long ivory legs around the devil's waist and guided his talons to the feminine sweep of her back. This is superb writing, a dark evanescence of sensuality that rewards its own effort just because she could. And I reread it, darkly enchanted, just because I can.
Thank you.
Well said, Laurent. Thank you. And Jean, how about you?
Wendy, this was fabulous. Fabulous take on that prompt. I mean, so many great stanzas. I mean, I just take the first one. She retreated to the place where the scratches on her skin festered into poetry that gnawed and gnashed at muscle tissue. And then, you know, there's just no going downhill from there either. I mean, it just definitely maintains and rises. I mean, it's just well done. Great writing. Great writing all the way through.
Thank you.
And an excellent take on that problem. Glad you wrote
Thank
for
you.
It.
Great comments, everybody.
Me too.
Arga, this is, you took that picture and drew out quite the storyline. Those two opening stanzas were wonderful, just to bring out who and what she is in the moment. And then Laurent hit on that darkness ate its way up from hell. But I love where you brought it from her Achilles, that drip from her lip, looking for the melodic musings that drip from her lips. So everything is drawn from the heels up, that desire that burns hard, and it's already been spoken, yet it comes from deep down. And then the intensity of that next stanza, wrapped long ivory legs on the devil's waist and guided his talons to the feminine sweep of her back. What a great draw from that picture. And again, that end line just all by itself, just because she could, was a wonderful note to finish off this piece. Excellent start.
Intense. Thank you so very much.
But it's not an over-the-top dark. It's like a viral dark, something that everybody can enjoy.
Good. You guys are all so nice. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You have a great night. I'm sorry, I got to get going.
That's okay. Thanks for sharing with us, Argo.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
Good night, Argo. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Awesome. Let me see. The next piece I have up is for our very own Lulu Wildos.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I love the photograph. It's like, yet love the quote. And this is titled, Stained by Love's Kisses. Dreaming. Lacy golden autumn gilding. Tints of reddish marmalade orange. Drifting. Spreading in flaming darkening lips designs. Pressing tawny shoulders. Dewdrops, morning breezes dampen, pressed crisp checkered layers, cotton satin on cushioned fragrant grasses, flowering clothes, exhales, whisper powdered pinkish dual, bloom spreading life's cryptic, aromatic musky, aurate earthy wooden fragrance, pollinating sweat, sweet my fingers and button, circular, open button in sheen parallel, leading to treasured onyx mat. Dual shadowy teeth buckle, cradling languorous steamy recollections, pressing sultry breasted fruity floral desires spilling, blending starched white with flowery georgette dances, unwrapping a gorging ruby pomegranate, kissing each bruised seed, unbreaking each stem in whispered finger strokes, sipping glitter chloretic cells, merging fruity, sugary syrup, sparkling sangria in dusky pupils, haunted halves in pieces, intimate hands tenderly rove, tattooed curves painting spectrum of colors, sketching painted clusters, fragmented hearts glisten in bloom clusters, naked tender murmurs, dice, primera vista, siempre te amado, dividio sufrimos en la soledad, juntos en lento, un pincel en trazos de pasión, in poem.
Great read, Lou. Thank you very much. And Laurent, why don't we start with you?
Sure. Get to me before I can finish my comment. All right. This is a poem of length, and that's fine, because the writing here is just excellent. Unwrapping a gorging ruby pomegranate, kissing each bruised seed, unbreaking each stem in whispered fingered strokes, sipping bitter claret exhales, merging fruity sugary syrup, sparkling sangria and dusky pupils. There's an easy complexity in your phrasing that pours out so smoothly, the sequence of words and images falling like raindrops into a moon pool where they absorb into the whole. Now, that's as far as I've gotten, and I will continue, but it was really exhilarating to listen to you read this because you offer so many images, sensual, exciting, yet gentle, like the dewdrops of the morning breezes, the dampened, pressed, crisp-checked layers. I love it.
Thank you. There's a translation on the bottom where I read in Spanish, where it reads, from first sight, I have always loved you. Divided, we suffer in loneliness. Together, a canvas, a paintbrush, and strokes of passion.
Yeah. No way.
Excellent. And Naomi,
thank
how you. About you?
Yeah, well, I was just about to read that translation because I think, you know, this is a you know, a masterful stroke of art, you know, like a paintbrush, you know, just a gentle brush of a paintbrush, of a pen, just swiping, you know, softly across the page, you know, just so filled with beautiful imagery. I take that first stanza, you know, you just got me with that first stanza, dreaming lacy golden autumn, gilding tints of reddish marmalade orange, drifting, spreading and flaming, darkening lips, design, pressing tawny shadows. And you go on with this amazing, amazing imagery, you know, throughout, which is just so gorgeous. And, you know, you just feel the aura of sensuality all around and all through these lines. Just beautiful, you know, from start to finish.
Thank you, Naomi.
Lovely comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Jean, how about you?
Well, Lou, you know, beautiful work and amazing imagery. You know, I love the use of color throughout. It was just really such a wonderful piece. And I thought it was a great take on that prompt. I mean, you took the prompt and you incorporated it, but then you just expanded incredibly on it. And I think that's what makes this piece so wonderful. You know, you can piece them together, but you don't have to. You know, there's so much else going on in here. And just beautifully done. And I loved your end quote there. That last stanza was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, honey.
Great comments, everybody. Lou, I got to hit you up with that first stanza. I thought with dreaming, and then you roll right into what is a glorious sunset and the risen note to twilight with those last two lines pressing toward his shoulders. What a great thought, and drawing off of that picture itself, which is really nice. Now, you didn't just paint. You offered up aromatics and plenty of color. Well, we got fragrant grasses, aromatic musky aureate, earthly woodsy fragrance, pollinating sweet sweat. My fingers unbutton. There's almost a growing urgency right on that note. And then circular, open button and sheen parallel, leading to treasured onyx mat, dual shadowy teeth buckle, creating languorous, steamy recollection. It's something to roll around one's mind for a moment. But you hit on more. All three breasted two fruity floral, and Laurent hit that one, a gorging ruby pomegranate kissing each bruise. What a great stanza. Heated and sparkling. And the second to last stanza, haunted halves in pieces, intimate hands tenderly rove, tattooed curves, painting spectrum of colors, sketching painted clusters, fragmented hearts glisten in bloom clusters. Ooh, there's a bit of glorious in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rexy.
You're very welcome. All right, Jean, we're coming back to you.
Okay. Well, Naomi, thanks for joining us tonight, and I hope you have a good night, a good rest of the night.
Good night, Naomi. Thank you.
Good night, Naomi.
Okay. Well, the next one I have at the top of the list, I'm going to put up, and I have a stanza for that, and that is by Weaver of Dreams. So let me go ahead and set that one up. Okay.
From the corner of my eye, I see some movement. The others are beginning to stretch, change, as I am. The full moon held the animalistic thrill of the chase, for which I have been impatient, though outwardly calm. The world seen through my wolverine eyes glows. Sense tempt and tantalize, claws sharp, blood is hot. Tonight is my mating time. I must choose one of three. If I can't, Only one will be standing after they've fought. I don't want a mate. Not yet. Not as wolf nor as woman. The wolf pack is patriarchal, but changes can be made. I have trained until I dropped, honed my fighting skills. I demand my right to battle. I'll fight all three. I'm unafraid. I face the first. He hesitates. Mistake. My claws take his eyes. Two dives at me. I fall back. He falls too. As he is landing, I rip out his heart. Number three circles, darting and fainting. I'm quicker. My teeth rip his throat. I'm the victor, still standing.
Ooh. All right, Lou, why don't you kick us off, please?
I love the alpha of her heart. This poet has such a beautiful voice for reading. I like how she took this into the darkness of the animalistic thrill of the chase, and where she says that she needs to mate, you know, the world seen through my wolverine eyes, glow, sense, tempt, and tantalize. Claw sharp, blood is hot. Tonight is my mating time. I must choose one of three. And of course, she goes on with this storyline that is very erotic. And of course, to my wolf, wolf blood, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I would have loved to, but you got me there.
Oh, thank you, Lou, and I'm sorry. Laurent, how about you?
I enjoy the exploration into the supernatural, not just a wolf, but a shapeshifter. In the third stanza, when you say, or when the poet says, I don't want a mate, not yet, not as wolf, nor as woman. The wolf pack is patriarchal. The changes can be made. She understands the way a wolf pack works, and she's going to take down who she wants to, so that she then can demand a mate. So she fights, and she wins, and that's part of life in the wolf pack. The dark sensuality is implicit in this, never described, but we know why she's fighting. Beautifully done.
Excellent. Thank you, Laurent. And Jean, how about you?
You gotta get a joy buzzer that you can press. And, you know.
Well, I guess I guess. Oh, you there?
I am now. I had to answer the phone. Sorry.
Just
Robbie up. Hi, Robbie.
Hello. Yeah, it's
hey,
Robbie.
You didn't have.
Did you
happen to hear that last time?
I didn't hear it, but I did get a chance to read it. And it's kind of funny because, like, we're talking about the wolf in me and that, and sometimes it's like the timing of things and that. And I heard, like, the end of Luyu's laugh. And, like, sometimes this thing sounds completely different out of context. And it's just sort of like, it's like something completely different. It's like, is that the wolf?
Yeah.
It's funny. So, I didn't hear it, but I did get to read it quickly.
Would you like to give us a comment?
Yeah.
You can give us a comment if you want.
Yep. Well, it's, I think, especially at the end, it picked up for me. I face the first, she hesitates, mistake. And that's, you know, when you hear something like that, that's just, you know, that's about as primal as it gets. And it's interesting to see here from, like, the most raw animalistic side of nature, that perspective of, what that process is and what it takes for, you know, the whole the mating thing and all the dynamics of the was it you that said that? I can't remember. That the writer knows it well. Laurent, I think, said that, knows the dynamics well of the pack. And they really integrated that well here, the whole dynamic of how the pack works with the whole selection of, you know, who's going to mate and what's going to happen. So, yeah, it was integrated very well.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And Jean, how about you?
Well, you know, I thought this was a great write. Well done. I enjoyed it. It wasn't what I was expecting, you know, from the prompt, but I think that it works. And it was just cleverly written. So nice work, Weaver, and thank you so much for sharing with us. Absolutely.
Great comments, everybody. Yeah, I thought the viscerality in this was stark, and it does walk on that note of, as Laurent said, the patriarchal, but it also hits on another note that times have changed somewhat, and there isn't just a settling for that which is as opposed to that which was as opposed to that which is now. And if you ain't got game coming in, you're going to get destroyed on the way out. Nicely done, Weaver. All right, Jean, we're coming to you.
Okay. I think that brings me to you, Rex. So I'm going to put this one up by J.C. Anders.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Caressing shadow's fringe. You are the whisper at the shadow's fringe, adorned with soft stars. Your pale skin, the poetry of moonlight, drifting through the night. Tiptoeing the threshold between lucid dreams and the whirling awareness, the price of my desire being a tightrope walk upon the razor's edge. And when you shimmer, this reality trembles, and I slowly crumble, slipping into the abyss, caressed with your twilight, consumed by our lust, and I fall drunk, breathlessly high, within a bursting supernova, exploding inside, like the rapture of Nyx and the abduction of Persephone, where stillness holds the air, as nightingales mourn and the sunrise invades, and you slowly fade while I close my eyes, wishing to feel the ghost of your embrace and the breath of your sigh among slipping shadows, where now I wait for the fervor of nightfall to be with you once again. And poem. And Ravi, since you were last in the room, why don't we start with you, please?
Okay. Well, I'm seeing here that the prompt was that picture, and I thought in this case that it went particularly well with it. And this was a very, I felt, dynamic poem. And just like the last one I heard, I felt would have been, it would have been good as an audio track. This one, it really made me think of it, this being like an illustration, like a kind of, you know, an illustration strip or something. It had a very, it was very dynamic, but at the same time, it was very visual too, somehow. And I related to this poem in some ways because I'm somewhat of a lucid dreamer sometimes, and it talks about a whirling awareness, and I'm someone who I just look at life through so many different channels, I guess you could almost call it, because, you know, doing poetry, doing photography and everything else. And it's like, and when I saw that line, whirling awareness, that made me think of that. And it also just made me think of just in general, just having just being very much in tune with everything that's around you. And just the balance of this poem was very good, because it's saying here, tiptoeing the threshold between lucid dreams and a whirling awareness, the price of my desire being a tightrope walk upon the razor's edge. The whole poem has that feel of this person walking that tightrope of consciousness, of you know, either slipping into the abyss or, you know, raising up to the stars. And that really added to the feel of the poem, like to that dynamic feel.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And Louie, how about you?
Well, I thought you beautifully read this, and I love the way JC reaches out and just pulls out the deep passion. I love these stanzas where he said, "And when you shimmer, this reality trembles, and I slowly crumble, slipping into the abyss, caressed within your twilight, consumed by your lust." And then I love this, "And I fall drunk, breathlessly high, with a bursting supernova." I thought he beautifully caught the passion and just when it explodes like fireworks. It was beautifully penned and beautifully read.
Well said, Lou. Thank you. And Laurent, how about you?
My appreciation of this poem was pretty much exemplified by what was said by Robbie. I caught exactly the same things. The way she addresses the picture, or the way JC addresses the picture, "You are the whisper at the shadow's fringe, adorned with soft stars, your pale skin the poetry of moonlight, drifting through the night, tiptoeing the threshold between lucid dreams and a whirling awareness." As good as this poem is, those three stanzas could have stood by themselves. I love the way she describes the image, the whisper at the shadow's fringe. That's as fine a description of an image as I think I've read lately. It was really nicely done. The reality that trembles as she slowly crumbles, where stillness holds the air as nightingales mourn and the sunrise invades. This truly is a poem of the night, as she seeks the ghost of his embrace and the fervor of nightfall. Really well done.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Laurent. Jean, how about you?
Well, this was a wonderful poem as well. Awesome and quite wonderful. Dynamite imagery and such were so well expressed in this. But I have to say, I have to kind of pick up where Laurent left off. Now if I remember where that was. Wow. Scrolling up and scrolling down. Like being on an elevator for me. Stillness holds the air as nightingales mourn and the sunrise invades. As you slowly fade while I close my eyes, wishing to feel the ghost of your embrace and the breath of your sigh among slipping shadows. I mean, just, you know, I thought they were three fabulous stanzas right there. Just really, really nice. But the whole thing pulls together beautifully. So great work, JC, and thank you so much for writing.
Great comments, everybody. As much as great as the top end of this was, I too was drawn to those last four stanzas. The nightingales mourn and the sunrise invades was a nice touch. Almost gives it a dreamy, ethereal feel. But even as much as that last stanza walks, "Where now I wait for the fervor of nightfall to be with you once again." Whether you're walking into a dream world or the fact that you're a momentary sadness because she has left you because morning has risen and you have to wait once more for that invasion of evening for her to come calling once more was a great touch. Thank you, JC. All right, Jean, we're coming back to you.
Okay, the next piece I have is by Frank. And I want to put that up, and I'm going to hit that button. I'm going to just find that button. It's here somewhere. It is. There it is.
Mi amor. Let me undress you slowly with my exploring fingers and the mild rain. Be the sun of caresses awakening, your yearning pleasures deflowered. dripping drops moisten the naked calves of your exotic flesh. I press my inquisitive lips upon your soaking skin to imbibe from your lust. I discover the myth behind the tempting seduction of inhibited oriental taboos. Unveil naughty secrets of legacious eroticism that my intimate whispers I inscribe upon your round bosom in color pigeon cheeks, pouring ink of my desires imbued in the romantic country script of two ancient lovers, a bitter ecstasy. I want to dance gracefully with the motion of your hips and embrace your shivers. Let the rain of the nocturnal showers be the prelude of our cosmic storm, then ride the torrential gust of our impassioned winds of invoked spirits. Be induced by the swelling sensations of the amatory grip of your carnal spell. The sprinkles of dew are my soft kisses, and the living vestige of my devotion. Your nudity is a temple I worship that feeds the ambrosia of insatiable hunger, the sweet taste of a lingering honey, and delicious slices of a juicy cantaloupe melting in the stimulating tip of my begging tongue and parched mouth. Soy tu tempesta vieros, la lluvia que moja tu cuerpo, tu seductor y amante de la noche, el hombre que despierta tu pasión. I am your tempest of arrows, the rain that wets your body, your seducer and love of the night, the man who awakens your passion. Ole. Ole.
Great, Frank. Right? Thank you very much for SoundCloud. It is greatly appreciated. Lou, why don't we start with you, please?
You know, listening to Frank Reed is so tempting, but this just made my mouth water and just made me hungry, where he says that fill the ambrosia of insatiable hunger, the sweet taste of lingering honey, and delicious slices of juicy cantaloupe. Ay, Dios mío, that was so fantastic. And then in that line where he says in Spanish, the rain that wets your body, la lluvia que moja tu cuerpo. Ay, Dios mío, this was just, like I said, juicy and erotic and deliciously sensual. Back to you, Rexy.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Louie. And Laurent, how about you?
Well, if Frank cooks as well as he writes, I would love to be a diner at his table. The stanza, I am your tempest of Eros, the rain that wets your body, your seducer and lover of the night, the man who awakens your passion. That's a wonderful encapsulation of the moment, a summing up of the sensual and emotional content in his writing. Fine work, as usual.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rob. Robbie, how about you?
Oh, there's something I came across in hearing this poem that was kind of unique that I enjoyed, and it's, I hope I can verbalize it correctly, which is always an ironic thing to say when you're a poet, but poetry and critique are two different arts. but it's the way the actions are not verbalized, but the way they're kind of conveyed, like all of the physical things that are happening, all of the physicality is embraced in this poem. That all the actions are contextualized in a unique way. It's like when it's mentioned about the shivers, you know, embracing the shivers is that, I think that's how that was put or close to, and just like all the actions that are happening in this poem are being embraced or they're being like amplified, you know, that sort of thing. Like no action stands by itself. Every action is like is feeding into something else or is being amplified by something else. So that's what I got from it. Again, like I hope that I verbalized that correctly.
Excellent. Nice. Thank you very much, Ronnie. And Jean, how about you?
Well, you know, this is a wonderful seductive piece. It really was. Frank definitely has his a way with these pieces, that's for sure. But I thought it was well written and great imagery throughout. Just wonderful. And I was trying to pick a stanza, you know. At first I went to the first one and I went, well, yeah, that's a good one. And I thought, well, let me just check. This is the second one. I went, that's a good one too. So it's like, Frank, they were all good, so I'm not going to pick one, okay? Because I just can't do it. It's crazy. They are. They're all really well done. So no matter which one I pull, it's a matter of personal preference. And see, I won't tell. So excellent. Nice work.
Oh, great comments, everybody. Anyway, it's funny. I got drawn to the same thing that Lou did, the sweet taste of living honey and delicious slice of juicy cantaloupe, melting in the stimulating tip of my begging tongue and parched mouth. It was, just 2 hours ago, I was having cantaloupe, so there was such a vivid notion in that moment. I was enjoying it. It was tasty. And now Frank just drops this in here. I said, oh, damn. I may not look at cantaloupe again the very same way.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Why do I have to feel I'm supposed to do something? Because everything said.
Well, yeah, we come back to you. Aha. Oh, I like kiwi, Frank. Yeah, nice touch. They also make
God.
Good eyes, too. Kiwi pinwheel, yum.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. Okay, well, the next one I'm going to put up, Laurent, if you don't mind.
By all means.
Thank
By
you.
All means. Where are we here? Okay, My Heart Blossoms by John Nakapalu. With your kiss, your touch found me lost, like a sailor clinging to broken mast, adrift past any calm shore. Your hair a net falling over my fevered brow as the wind lulled my sorrow. Moonlight hued blue upon your bronze skin, each kiss a bite of frost that cools the sea of blood that crests upon desire, softly calling, lost to you. End poem.
Mm-hmm.
Great read, Laurent. Thank you very much. And Robbie, why don't we start with you, please?
Well, I got something unique from this just because it's something that I have come across that's kind of unique and different. This poem talks about what love does for somebody and how each, you know, how it brings someone forth. And well, it says at the end, each kiss a bite of frost that cools the sea of blood that crests upon desires, softly calling, lost to you. And it's kind of that there's that intertwining of, you know, you could be lost with somebody or you could find yourself in them. So there's kind of that weaving in and out. And what that brought me to, that kind of unique thing is that There's a card called the Anchor in a deck of cards called the Lenormand. And the Anchor is like they use it as a dual image. It's like an anchor can be something that can weigh you down, or it can be something that holds you to place to steady you, right? And I felt like the last stanza, especially that, you know, it kind of intertwined how love, I don't know if that was intended or not, but it kind of intertwined how love can go either way. And like at the beginning, with your kiss, your touch found me lost. So it's kind of, I think it's more intended that love's a positive thing in here. But it's kind of interesting to me how there's that little bit of tension that, well, you know, your kiss, you know, when the touch comes, you're lost. But then it's saying adrift past any calm shore, and, you know, your hair's a net, her hair is a net falling over his fevered brow. So, you know, kind of more of a reassuring and securing thing. But yeah, just throughout, just this kind of subtle tension of love being like a good thing, but a thing that can slip through your fingers.
Great comment. Thank you very much. And Jean, how about you?
You know, I thought this was a well-done piece by John. Definitely different. And I think that it was just I don't see the prompt in this piece so much. And I'm wondering if I'm just missing it. But it was nicely done. It was a well-written poem. You know, I think that stanza kind of stands alone a little bit, whereas each one could be its own piece. But your hair and net falling over my fevered brow as the wind lulled my sorrow. Moonlight hued blue upon your bronze skin. Each kiss a bite of frost that cools the sea of blood that crests upon desire, softly calling lost to you. It's just a nice piece, I have to say. So thank you, John, for entering. Nice work.
Thank you, Jean. And Laurent, how about you?
Once again, I'm forced to agree with Robbie. There are times when the touch of a woman delivers an unexpected result. You can feel confident in what you're doing. You can feel attracted to the other person. And then when you first experience that touch, that magic silver, and instead of confidence, you suddenly feel lost, at odds with yourself, because you realize that there's a lot more here than you ever thought. And the possibility of not keeping it, of not retaining it, is enough to send you into a tizzy almost. And I can see that within this poem, you know, something lost, something found and lost, never to be found again, can be a frightening thing. And obviously the other person may not realize that, but he certainly states that in the last stanza, each kiss a bite of frost that cools the sea of blood that crests upon desire, softly calling lost to you. Impeccable writing.
Absolutely. Thank you, Laurent. And Louie, how about you?
Yeah, Laurent, you did a fantastic job in reading John's poem. You know, to me, he was remembering that shadowy memory that's wrapped around that woman where he says that, you know, that with your kiss, your touch found me lost. You know, and he talks about how he's a broken mess. And then he goes into, you know, describing her, that moonlit hue blue upon your brown skin. And then he says, each kiss, a bite of frost that cools the sea of blood that crest upon desires, softly calling lost to you. There, you know, that the remembrance of, you know, the pain of separation, of missing this woman's kisses. This was a beautiful poem, and it's actually quite deep for him, so I really enjoyed it.
Nice. Great comments, everybody. I was taken with the notion that the sea, the thoughts to the sea that rolled into this, because when it comes to sailing, it was always noted in times of yore that the first love of sailors was always the sea, and the woman played second fiddle, so to speak. So this kind of turns that on its head and offering up the other notion where he, once lost, now found, finds himself lost once more, and it rolls back on that notion of first love. So, very well done, John. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, we're coming back your way.
Well, nice job, guys. Nice job. Okay, Luya, I will teach if you won't mind reading.
Okay. Let me refresh my page,
Thank you.
I would be happy to read. And this is written by Freya. Seduction under the midnight Taurus sun. For a moment, all too brief, I felt so humid, as if these bruised feet were standing naked in a jungle, rooted to the moist earth under the Taurus sun. As a follicle of body hair stands on end, tuned to the breath of lover's lips, craving the body of her mind, as when we painted the stony cathedral deep underground. We did a good job there under the flickering light of a tallow torch, my chest caked with pigment. We spoke the names of plagues as magical talisman, a circular mandala, a sweet swollen petal. In May, I once heard the notes of songbirds pulled to the earth to become the orchestral sheet music. I feel pulled to the earth too, subtly in this body. Then I blink. Clean and relaxed, I remember. I live beyond the tree line. The jungle is gone. The tribe has been sculpted, curved forms replaced by the slow melting permafrost, weeping methane tears. A diminutive spring flower as an offering, filled with tasty orange dew, distilled from the midnight sun, carried away in the downy belly of a great celestial swan. As we return from the spherical migration, a multilingual murmuration of golden voice starlings, feathered with night's technicolor rainbow, speaking with tongues of fire, making love under the endless sky, naked buttocks to the indigo dawn, succulent buttercups feasted on the wet seismic tongues under the midnight Taurus sun. End poem.
Great read, Luyu, and you really enjoyed those last couple of lines. Let me tell
sure
you.
Did. I'm a Taurus.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Louie. Laurent, why don't we kick it off with you?
Yeah, I'm still in the process of reading this, rereading this particular piece. There's a lot to take in here. I've always been a fan of the Midnight Sun. I've written about it a number of times in the past. And it's an engaging image, as are all the images in this particular piece. I especially like that last stanza. I'm not going to read it, not after Louie read it, but guaranteed that everything in here speaks to a jungle that is gone. The tribe of sun-sculpted curved forms replaced by the slow-melting permafrost, weeping methane tears. What a powerful image. As are all the images in this. Another one, distilled from the midnight sun, carried away in the downy belly of the great celestial swan. As we return from spherical migration, a multilingual murmuration. Great rhyming in there as well. Top to bottom, it's a superior piece.
Excellent. Thank you, Laurent. Robbie, how about you?
Well, I perked up as well under the with the mention of the Taurus sun, since I'm a Taurus as well. And I always say, yeah, Taurus is like a bullheaded and horny. That's my saying.
Yeah.
But with this, what I really enjoyed was like all the images. They're just so they dig into it so deeply with each one. Like a follicle of body hair stands on end, tuned to the breath of lover's lips. Like, it's just, I love that. It's just so, it just dives so deeply into one image that would normally be just a mundane thing, you know. And I love when poets do that, just a simple follicle of body hair. And then, you know, you have descriptions like my chest caked with pigment, and it's very much that sort of raw, primal. So, you know, mm-hmm. like the person is decorating themselves. And I love this line here. We spoke the names of the Pleiades as a magical talisman, like using the astronomical reference as magic. To me, is just, oh, it's wonderful. I love astronomy, so I love seeing those two things put together. And so, yeah, this whole thing was just, I really did enjoy it because it was just so, like I say, just all the images that it used, it just dove so deep into them and just completely flushed them out.
Excellent. Thank you, Robin. And Jean, how about you?
I wrote a comment. And I'm going to skip a comment because I want to try and get one more poem in.
Sorry. Okay. And Lou, how about you? You got to read
you
that.
Know, I really,
so loving it as well.
I really enjoyed this poem. How could you not like succulent buttercups feasting on wet seismic tongues? You know, just the power and the earthly, sensual, sexual, divine the sensuality, you know. She just talks about how she's tuned to the earth, which is also one of our signs that we're connected. And she talks about how the birds had fallen. She says, in May I once heard the notes of sambos pulled to the earth to become orchestral sheet music. I just thought that was absolutely beautiful, including so many images of being seduced under the midnight Taurus sun. This beautiful poem by her. And it was an honor to read it.
Great comments, everyone. I was drawn to the very same parts that Robbie was, right down to the Pleiades as a magical talisman, and that next single line, mm-hmm. a circular mandala of sweet, swollen petals. A sense of imagery on that note itself before going right into where Lou hit with In May, I once heard the notes of songbirds. Very well done. Thank you, Freya. All right, Jean, we're coming back to you.
Okay, Doug. Okay, this last piece I'm going to put up is by Casey Day. And, yeah. Let me hit that button.
Flutter. Everyone knows that the stars don't shine in the city, and I could never see the brighter side with this blinding light, but you were like a firefly in the dark. Rare and dazzling, you flew across the pages of my dreams, breaking the darkness like lightning, filling my heart with torrid blood, bursting into the fibers of my being, leaving me breathless and restless. It's true what they say about wanting. Oh, but what of these quixotic hallucinations? Never did I intend to keep you, but I wished 1,000 times to sprout wings so that I could breathe the air you breathe. What a fine line there is between longing and belonging. And what a silly thing, a bird without wings.
Great read, Casey. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. It is really appreciated. And Lou, why don't we kick it off with you, please?
You know, she's also got a beautiful voice for reading. I really enjoyed this image here where she says that you were like a firefly in the dark, rare and dazzling. You flew across pages of my dreams, breaking the darkness like lightning. I love the softness of where she was talking about how he was lighting her world. And then that where she says breaking the darkness like lightning, that impact somebody makes on you that just scars you with those burns, with those tattoos that never goes away. Beautiful poem, Casey.
Great comment, Louise. Thank you. And Laurent, how about you?
No, I'm easily emotional. And there were some lines in this that really caught at me. I felt a lump in my throat when I read, "Never did I intend to keep you, but I wished 1,000 times to sprout wings so that I could breathe the air you breathe." What a fine line there is between longing and belonging. And what a silly thing, a bird without wings. God, I don't know, I read that and I just felt such an incredible sadness. I don't know if this is intended to be dramatically sad, but boy, oh boy, those lines just gripped me. What a fine job.
Excellent. Thank you, Laurent. And Jean, how about you?
You know, I said it was another well-done piece. Casey did an excellent job with that and a wonderful fan club. And I want to thank her, you know, for writing for the contest. It was great. It was a great brevity. And just wonderfully, wonderfully penned. Most definitely.
Thank you, Jean. And Robbie, how about you?
Well, I felt something of a tug at in one of the best thing. It wasn't a specific line. It was somewhere in the beginning, and I can't really put my finger on it. I think it was just the general tone was just so earnest. And it was nice to hear something using a firefly as an image for this prompt, because fireflies are just so beautiful and fascinating. And there's, like, if you wanted to, there's so many directions you could go to in, with other prompts about fireflies and what they're like. And like I was just saying in chat, I've seen them in daylight and they look fascinating. But in regards to the poem, especially towards the end, I think it really picked up its emotional content, its impact. I think it is, especially where it starts, where it says, "Oh, but what of these quixotic hallucinations?" And when it goes from that to a bird without wings, it talks about, to me, that section there really hammers home what love can be like, you know, that sort of feeling like, oh, what a silly thing, you know, and just the, what was the word that, it just escaped my, mind, how, not transitory, but it just, like, it can turn on a dime, you know, what love can be like, that it can turn on a dime. And it's driving me crazy right now that I the exact word, has escaped my mind, but yeah, just that sort of flipping on a dime.
Well, you're 47 now. You're getting old, right?
Oh, I'm getting old. I can't remember these words anymore.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Happy birthday! Exactly.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Well, all right, Jean, we're at the back end, and it's your time to add in the last words and close show.
Okay, well, I want to thank everyone who called in tonight and shared with us either voice or poems or both. You know, we're lucky like that. It was a wonderful night of poetry, and I have quite a few I carried over for Friday. I have Tim Ray. I have One by Argo Wing, Glory West, Passion's Promise, Jessica Z, Sapphire Rose, Grant G, and Sydney Pierce, just in case anybody has any questions. When they get to the end, it's going to say, I didn't hear my piece. Now you all know. I will be moving on to tonight.
You know what I mean, Lou?
Thank you very much. And thank you, everyone. What a great contest and what a great topic board full of poems. I'll put it that way. And thank you, everybody. Thank you, Rex, as always, for co-hosting with me. And thank you, everyone, very much. Okay.
Good night, everybody. Love you guys.
Good night, gang.
Good night, everybody.
Besitos a todos. Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.